Hello, it's Monday, November 28th, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris. This is show number 33. Check out our website, DreamStation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you'd like to drop us an email or an audio question or a review or something to that effect, videogameshow@DreamStation.cc. Currently, we have two people with us today. We have Keith.
Mirth and merriment, I have returned.
And we have Bob.
Good evening.
Tom will probably show up within the next half hour. So, you know, don't know where Phil is either, but life goes on. What will we be talking about today? Well, it's going to be a real show, so we will be talking about what's new at Dream Station, the Bumblefoot stumbling, Factor Crap, the scoop on the Xbox 360, we got a bunch of Sony stuff, our forum question, and our mailbag.
Next topic.
Let's get into some housekeeping this week. First of all, my boss had just recently purchased a PSP, and she sent me an email and said, hey, this is a really great deal for $45. You can download all the movies and games and everything else you want for your PSP. So I said, sounds fishy. Let me check it out. They were charging her $45 to her credit card, and what they were doing was they gave you a link to a BitTorrent client and a link to a BitTorrent search site, and you paid $45 for stuff you could get for free. Then they gave you a link to the PSP video. So, I guess the moral of the story is, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. She is currently fighting to try and get her cash back from this website. Probably pretty illegal. And it's a shame because she just didn't really know any better. I mean, people say you're paying money for it. It must be legal. That's not necessarily the case. So be aware. Buyer beware. Dream Station t-shirts. We sold one or two more, as a matter of fact.
Sweet. Four.
I don't even know if we're that high yet. You punks wanted t-shirts. Man,
dude,
so yeah.
Come on.
All right, but here's the deal. People were asking me, hey, you don't have a donations link on your site. Just think of it like a donation, but you get a shirt.
No, they'd rather give you a dollar. They want to give you 15.
Point taken.
To ease their conscience.
Maybe when we get the Xbox Live Marketplace thing, we'll work a little something out. Ding dong, the N-Gage is dead. Yes, this is still housekeeping because no one cares. They've decided that
the N-Gage.
Yeah, the N-Gage isn't really a good gaming platform, so oh my god,
no,
I didn't
really
see that coming. Yeah. The side talking taco design just didn't hit it over with gamers, I guess. They're going to be venturing into the mobile arena doing movies and music and such things. So, in a much more somber and serious note, the Phantom Console, Infinium Labs CEO Kevin Backus has fled the country. I don't know if he's fled the country.
For real?
He's resigned. No, he's resigned from the company. But, I mean,
to Bombay or something.
I was just reading the news here on my little agenda, and I'm like, boy, that story needs a little more flair. Yes, terrorists are, no, he's left. He's like the eighth or ninth CEO that's left Infinium Labs. I think your chances of seeing a Phantom Console on retail stores someday is slightly greater than the chances of me becoming a professional ballerina.
So. Oh, no, dude, when you jump, I've seen you jump, and you had that little leg thing going on.
I got mad pirouette skills.
When Chris jumps, for whatever reason, one of his legs kicks back and goes up in the air like a little ballerina fairy thing.
For those of you old enough to remember, remember in the Superman game for the 2600 when you rescued Lois Lane and she kissed you and her little leg kicks back? Unfortunately, I jump much like that.
Yeah, that's a little treat for the hardcore gamers out there. If you're hardcore, you just gotta laugh.
Yeah. And on Nintendo, here's a little backstory on this. The Wi-Fi, you have a gamer and number. It's like a little number you can play with your friends on the Wi-Fi on like Mario Kart, for example. On the official Nintendo forums, there was a moderator post say that you are not allowed to share your friend ID on their site. Can't put it in your SIG, can't send it through a personal message, can't even discuss how you can share it. He said it's a Nintendo America rule, and they are following it. Way to go, Nintendo. Way to be into with the community. That's a really good idea, is to ban people from playing games with each other.
Why do you want to play games with each other?
Why would you want to play games?
My God, there'd be all interaction and community. No, we won't have that.
And lastly, here in the housekeeping, the Frapper map is up to 83 people. Continue to frappalize, or whatever the correct verb would be.
Frappalize. Frappalate.
Next topic.
New at DreamStation.cc, we have a PC review of Bet on Soldier, a PlayStation 2 review of Sly 3, and some other words that go in that title. Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks for the Xbox, and my 360 launch experience.
Next topic.
Bumblefoot stumbles. Say that 10 times real fast. So, again.
Bumblefoot stumbles.
Our boy lawyer, Jack Thompson, remember we talked about he removed himself from the Alabama Grand Theft Auto case. The judge ruled no one is allowed to remove themselves from my case. He wanted to say, yeah, pretty much you're kicked off the case. In addition to that, he debarred Bumblefoot in Alabama. Again, he is a lawyer. He's a lawyer in Florida. To be fair, the inability to practice law in Alabama, not a humongous deal, but it was because of inappropriate actions, so a big ha-ha. Of course, Bumblefoot responded by writing a scathing letter about the ethics and everything of saying that the judge is kind of unethical or whatever, so hey, way to commit career suicide there. Good job. In addition, a little extra bonus info is that he's written a letter to Amazon.com because they have erotic material in his little customers also bought section in the recommended list.
Yeah, I think we noticed that the one week, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we noticed that. He's getting old. I don't have much, I know, not a lot of other funny stuff to say about it other than this was kind of big news. He got kicked off a case. He's a lawyer. That probably means that it's pretty bad.
Next topic.
Well, I figure we would jump into fact or crap a little earlier in the show this week. What do we have here? We have three fact or craptoids, I think we kind of dubbed the term. Two facts, one crap, so one of these is fake. First one, the game show Jeopardy, yes, with Alex Trebek. Student championships had the following $1,000 question. This role-playing game out in 2004 returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. Number two, Hideo Kojima said that the Metal Gear Solid demo would actually run equally well on the Xbox 360. And lastly, 50 Cent, or 50 Cent, as he's known in the hood, came out publicly and said that children should not play his M-rated game, Bulletproof. So, Jeopardy?
Oh, that one's definitely crap.
There's no way he said, don't buy my product.
Then I did a horrible job, because that is the craptoid. The 50 Cent came out... Here's what he actually said to Router.
That guy has gold teeth. He's not going to tell people to not buy his game. Anyone with gold teeth is not going to tell people to not buy his game.
His CD was called Get Rich or Die Trying. I mean, come on. I don't think he really cares about little Billy's emotional stability.
All right, so I second factor crap.
We need Tom back.
To suburbia to see them. I care enough about money that I've gold-plated my teeth. I guess that was a pretty good giveaway.
I don't think he has gold-plated teeth. I'm thinking Cash Money, where it's just like platinum and diamonds.
Oh, no,
you
no,
eat?
No.
Mouth looks like a grinding wheel. You gotta shave down some carbide for me before you go eat dinner.
I'm just in awe that Bob knew Cash Money. Basically, he told Routers, and I quote, just because it's rated mature doesn't mean you shouldn't buy it for your kid. Play the game and explain to them what they are playing. So, thank you.
This is when Fitty Caps up how you hustle. That's how you make money.
Oh, so he did the exact opposite. Instead of trying to tell kids to not buy it, he says buy it and just tell them it's wrong. You should never slap with your pimping hand. Never with your good hand, always with your off hand.
Now normally, son, you wouldn't go in the public and shoot people, but right here you're going to want to aim for their head. Hideo Kojima did come out and say, yes, the Metal Gear demo that was the wow of the PlayStation 3, it would run pretty much the same on the Xbox 360, so a little booyah booyah. Jeopardy, yes, that was in fact a question. The role-playing game that came out in 2004 returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. The game, of course, is World of Warcraft for the PC. I will put a link to the little media here.
Next topic.
The Xbox 360 scoop. So, the Xbox is out. People have been playing it. CNN said it's good, but not great. The New York Post says, do not buy one yet. If you listen to the last show, I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm saying, potential's awesome. Going to be sweet. They did a very good job. Here's all the good. Probably for the average Joe Schmo, $400 is a little high right now. Just wait a little bit. People are complaining about issues with the systems crashing due to overheating. Of all the people I know, none of us had any serious issues. I will admit,
we all live in northern Ohio in the middle of winter, so I'm assuming if you're in California or Florida, you might have a little more issue where the temperature, reaches above 32 degrees.
People that I know, the systems haven't crashed, although a couple of us had here and now bugs. I don't know if it's a crash or not. It froze up and I had to reboot during Madden. Z36 had something similar. So I do believe that the issue does exist, but people were saying that their systems died and they had all these issues. I don't want to say it's true or not.
It's very possible that they just stopped after they overheated.
But it's just
also might be they're sitting there playing it for weeks on straight, and that's the only thing that's saving us from some video game related death.
Cause some. The rage generated by their system crashing right as they were about to beat the level.
On some of the websites where if you put the power supply in your mouth while you're playing it, it actually keeps the heat down. And if you gnaw through the wires.
If you got a mouthful of hot chew.
Right. Yes. And the more you chew on the wires, if they actually hit your gums, I heard that sparks will fly, literally, and you will be killed.
You want to do this while you're in the bathtub, by the way.
Drinking Drano. Using a fork to scoop out your eyeball. Anyways, I don't even know where I was going with this story. eBay, yes. eBay people are going crazy. There are reports of a Sony VP or something real high up there in the executive team paid $3,000 for his premium Xbox system. Is there a scarcity problem? Yes. Is there probably an overheating problem? It could be. One thing I did want to clear up, I was talking to Keith a little bit before the show, is that
just
I've noticed
wait
I'm sounding...
Patch. Oh, wait.
Well, they could. You got firmware updates. As a matter of fact, I plugged my Xbox 360 in, and the first thing it did was download an update. I'm like, what in the crap is this, dude? I just plugged this thing in. I waited in line for 14 hours to download a friggin' firmware update or whatever the heck I got.
Welcome to PC gaming.
It may have seemed like I'm kissing the butt of Xbox a lot recently. It's just I am pretty psyched about the system, and Keith and I were talking. There's a lot of potential there. We had some people over Saturday, and I think I showed them Perfect Dark Zero. It got meh from everyone.
Let me just quicken this up. Every game that you have got a meh, except for the $6 Geometry Wars.
Now, hang on now. People like went ooh and ah in NBA Live when they saw sweaty dudes bouncing the ball around.
So who cares? It looked pretty.
Soccer for the Xbox looks really good.
You know, I still haven't put that game in the box yet. I tried once. I opened the package, and I went, dude, it's soccer, and I just put it back.
All right, here's my thing. Perfect Dark, it looked pretty. Call of Duty was fun. I will say that. It was fun.
I was going to say, Call of Duty 2, we played split-screen multiplayer with four people. One of the things that kind of took me aback is Keith is a big console FPS hater, as of most of us, although I'm trying real hard. I think you even said, hey, the controls are actually decent.
Yes, but I mean, it's still just a regurgitated copy of every other first-person shooter for those things.
Same thing with Project Gotham Racing.
Same thing with Madden. Same thing with NBA. They're all just prettier sequels. So what's the point?
They're using graphics maybe as a crutch, and I think that's got to stop. That's like Keith said with Geometry Wars. Two joysticks on the Xbox controller, one moves you, one shoots in any of the directions. We have like a war going on. The whole thing on your, you have a friends list on Xbox Live, and you have leaderboards for the games based on your friends list. So I can see every one of my friends who's played Geometry Wars, what do they rank? And I was number one for a long time, and then Godfrey beat me. He's got like 500 something thousand. I was playing last night. My thumb is raw. It hurts when I tap it because I was up like 4 hours last night in the morning
playing. You watched the Spice Channel again, weren't you?
Yeah.
That's not his thumb that's raw.
So I got 517,000 or something, and he's got like 530,000. So him and I are smack-talking. Stuff like that, that's what Xbox Live's bringing to the table. I think that's going to be, it's starting now, and it's just going to go up. For the first time in a long time, I look forward to getting on Xbox Live. It's a really, honestly, a community, and it's really cool the way they tied it all in together, and it makes everyone a game a little bit more. And like Keith said, he played Geometry Wars, and he was like, this game's really good. Is it worth $400+? No.
And in my honest opinion, Geometry Wars was the best game of all the games we played.
Geometry Wars is a sweet game. If you have...
But that's just pathetic.
Well,
big money companies and this, that, and the other thing, and exactly.
I mean, the games are $60 Wars, now.
Which, I don't want to... I'm not trying to knock Geometry Wars, I'm trying to knock all the other games. If I waited in line and paid $400 and that's what I got, I'd be pissed.
And I'm looking at it the opposite way for whatever. I think I agree with you. There aren't really any must-have games right now. I'm totally agreeing with you. I just think with the marketplace
and with
Live, I think that's true, Bob. Geometry Wars, if you own a 360, spend the $6. Buy the dang game, add me to the friends list, and we'll have some sort of crazy competitions.
I will also say that it does have the potential. And hopefully people will actually make, a somewhat original game and make it good and put it out instead of just regurgitating the same bottle of spit over and over again.
They did say, though, when they were making these games, that basically all they were was ports. The Xbox 360 has a whole different architecture. It's got three different cores. Instead of having one brain running the system, you got, let's say, three. Like, the games were not coded for three brains. They were coded for one game. So all they did was port it over, up the graphics a little bit, and said, here, go. Like Keith said, I think as people learn, you know, in a year, I think the games are going to be sweet.
The Xbox is going to be good. It's a good system. The Live thing is awesome. But just right now, don't be in any huge hurry. Tell mom and pops to wait. It's okay. Get me for my birthday come next year. It's all right.
3 months, maybe 6 months, a year from now, most definitely. I mean, you're going to want to get the system. You really do. Right now, nah, you can wait. And I've even said that. So now that we've dwelled on the Xbox, let's move on to the Sony side of things.
Next topic.
So Famitsu, which is that Japanese magazine or website or whatever, they were told by a Sony exec that there are no major redesign plans for the hideous boomerang PlayStation controller. Those are my words, not his. We mentioned about this whole lockdown potentially where can't play used games on your Sony PlayStation 3. Sony Europe said, that's a false rumor. Relax. Yes, we have some technology that does that, but no, it will not be used on the PlayStation 3. You can rent games, you can borrow games, don't worry. The Sony rootkit update, they have stopped using the Sony rootkit, the XCP copy protection. They're going to remove those CDs from the shelves. They're going to have some sort of refund or some sort of program to uninstall. If you have a CD with the malware on it, you can exchange it for a non-malware version. It was estimated that over 500,000 networks, including government and military networks, have at least one PC with the Sony rootkit malware on it. Okay, that's Sony stuff.
Next topic.
Forum question. www.dreamstation.cc. On the left-hand side, there is a forums link. Go to our general forums, and every week we post a poll. The poll from 2 weeks ago, I didn't get to it last week because I was awake for 45 hours in a row. With all the newly revealed facts, does this influence your decision to purchase a PS3? I know the answer, but give it anyway.
No.
No, it doesn't affect your decision because you weren't buying one to begin with?
Pretty much, yeah.
Let's read some of these comments that we got here on our forum. Thank you, random.org. This is Sunfur66. No, I wasn't planning on getting one before all the nonsense was revealed. So we have a PlayStation 2 and 15 games. We never went online with it since we have computers to do that. I guess it never mattered and it was too hard to link in with my router. Now the kids play it primarily. We don't have a need for something new in our console system, so PlayStation 2 will still be sufficient. This one's from RogueFan99. Maybe it's just me, but how can anyone decide whether they want a PS3 at the moment? No price has been announced, unless I missed it. Has a release date been announced? No, that's the answer. Nobody's announced the price. Nobody's announced the release date. Has anyone actually seen real in-game footage? Supposedly we have. Do we know what titles are at launch? No, we don't. So he's defending the Sony. Kind of amazing, actually. Ask me in 6 to 12 months closer to launch. I might be able to give you an answer, but in the moment, it's way too early to tell. Then again, I'll probably still be playing Dragon Quest VIII, depending on when it comes out. You know what I didn't do? I didn't read off what the yes and the no was. We've had, again, the most votes we've ever had in the poll. 80% of you said no. Question was, will you still buy a Sony? 80% said no. 20% said yes. This one's from Pezinator. He says, just throw it out there, I'll buy it. Very to the point.
Finally, somebody honest.
Very honest answer. Disco Vader. I'm waiting for the revolution to ship. This house has two kids, and Nintendo is the best supplier of kid-friendly games. I have never liked the PlayStation since listening to the show. I can't see spend money on slap-together garbage. The PSP is a joke. Give me my Game Boy or DS any day. Here, here. I don't own an Xbox. I don't plan on buying a 360, but I do give them credit for the internal hard drive. I assume he's talking about the Xbox there. I wish Nintendo would borrow that idea. Keeping track of all the memory cards is a pain in the butt. And lastly, he says, Nintendo's getting crazy with their designs. They've all pretty much panned out to be great fun. Bongo, controllers, microphones, light-sensitive Game Boy packs. Here's my opinion. Sony stinks.
Robbie the robot.
The virtual boy. Here's my opinion. Sony stinks. Xbox for adults. Nintendo, good family fun. The last comment that I'm going to read here is from Spate. S-P-A-T-E. I think that's how you pronounce it. He said, why buy a PlayStation 3 when they've just announced plans for the PS4? He put a link here.
Oh, he's serious. I thought he was joking.
No,
oh.
PlayStation 4 within the next decade. Not a real, official press release announcement, but yeah. I mean, you can take a wild stab. Is Sony going to have a PlayStation 3? Unless something crazy happens, I'm sorry, PlayStation 4, unless the PlayStation 3 absolutely bombs, then yes. Same thing with the Xbox. There's going to be an Xbox 3... I don't know what to call it.
720?
1080? Yeah, Xbox 720, skate or die. He goes on, Spate does, to say that he thinks he'll hold off on this generation. He was a late adopter of the GameCube, and as much as I'd love a PS3 so I can play some older PS2 games I've been stockpiling, I've been leaning more towards buying, borrowing someone else's used PS2. For me, the big kicker is lack of some sort of live support. Maybe come the PS4, we'll get that as part of his vision that includes that. Until then, I'm a sad panda.
Sexual harassment. Panda.
So next week, our poll question will be...
are you planning on trying to get an Xbox before Christmas?
So go to dreamstation.cc on the left-hand side, go to the general forums, and vote. I just thought we were very Xbox-oriented. What other news is going on right now?
What else are we supposed to talk about? It's the only one.
Plus, it was like Thanksgiving. There was literally no news. Let's jump into the mailbag here.
Next topic.
This is an audio question from Eric in Minnesota.
Hi, this is Eric Carlson from Duluth, Minnesota. I was just wondering how long this next generation that's going to be starting on the 22nd or so is going to be, and if it's going to be worthwhile to purchase an Xbox 360 in about a year. Thanks.
The next generation, I mean, typically these things last, what, between 4 and 6 years, roughly? And will it be worthwhile to get a 360 in a year? I think most definitely it will. By then, they're going to have tons of killer titles. In theory, that's what I'm hoping for, and the marketplace and live and everything else is only going to get better. So this next one is from Bill Steve. Mom and Dad maybe were confused or couldn't decide. So Bill Steve asks, hey guys, love your show, but your next topic soundbite is quite annoying. Thank you for your time. Yes?
You made it in 20 seconds because we needed it to make a noise. Maybe we'll think of a better one. You did that really early on.
It was show number 2, and I made it because show number 1 was chaotic, so I'm like, boy, we need a sound that go from topic to topic, and we were like, let's use the little coin noise from Mario, and we're like, no, because maybe that's copyrighted. All right, here. Well, I'll just say next topic for now. I'll put some effects on it, and we'll come up with a better one later.
30
and
shows
And here
later,
we are.
We're going to be complaining about our next topic. No, that'll be one of our polls. We'll do that over break, dude. We'll make 4 different next topic noises, link them, and then be like, which one do you want for our next topic noise?
Very good idea. And in the meantime, again, users, submit your next topic ideas if you want.
There you go.
This one is from Mike. Hey, this is Mike, big fan of the show. Just wondering, what are your gamer tags on Xbox Live? Not sure if you gave it out on the previous show, but whatever, thought I would ask. Mine is MV Mike, and you can find me on NHL 2K6 and Black Arrow. Keep up the good work. We did, in fact, give these out previously on the show. Mine is C. Paladino, P-A-L-A-D-I-N-O. Keats,
the Mighty Oot.
Bob does not have an Xbox, nor does Phil, nor does Tom, so pretty much just me. Sorry. This one's from Supersonic. What is your favorite game for each system, and what is your favorite game ever? I think we kind of did this one already.
Yeah, we already did our top 5 games ever, didn't we?
Favorite game franchise ever for me, maybe, I don't know, Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter or something.
That's a loaded
Unless
question.
Unless I can vote for a pre-issue 5 City of Heroes.
So they're liking the couple months back version of City of Heroes before they broke it.
Dude, it was awesome, I'm telling you.
For PlayStation 2, I'd have to say Dynasty Warriors 5. Xbox, Burnout 3.
This one's from Jeremy. What's up, homie G's? Rolling through the hood? Sort of, I've been playing the 50 Cent game. The next 5 or 6 words. I am from Northeast Ohio, so I wondered where you went to get the 360. I live in Solon, and my local EB Games screwed up my pre-order, so I wonder where you found one. I camped out at the Medina Target for 14, 15 hours. So this one's from Robert Klusterhus. Hey, Chris, love the show. I debated to myself about purchasing a 360 at launch. I concluded that I should wait, since there are no need-to-get titles at launch for me, like Elder Scrolls or Gears of War. There are so many current Xbox titles that I want to pick up used. Since you're getting an Xbox 360, I would like to find out about streaming audio and video from your computer to your Xbox 360. Interested to find out what types of audio will be streamable. Will various video, especially AVI files, be streamable? Also, can you count download game trailers through Xbox Live? I know when I used MSN Messenger, I could find out who my friends are online. Can you chat with others who are online and have MSN Messenger running on their computers? All right, many, many questions. Let's jump into them one at a time here. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Tom has joined us.
What are you going by?
You're no longer going by Tom.
And they all have, like, handles and stuff, and it sounds really cool. I want to be hip with the kids. So from now on, I shall be referred to as MC Frags a Lot, the Poner of Noobs.
Jumping in here, let's answer some of these questions. I already kind of went into the whole streaming audio and video from your computer, but yes, you could stream audio, no problem, but you won't be able to stream video unless you have the Media Center version of the Windows operating system. As far as AVI files and such, couldn't tell you because I have Windows XP Pro. I heard you can download game trailers through Xbox Live. Yes, that is a correct statement. Game trailers, demos, movie trailers. I had another question about the voice chatting. I'm not sure if I understand the question, but if somebody is online, yes, you can chat with them regardless of what either of the two of you are doing. So I can be playing Geometry Wars, you can be playing Perfect Dark Zero, and we can be having a conversation. MSN Messenger has some sort of plug-in that will allow you to show your Xbox friends list.
Perfect Dark.
You know, I still haven't played the game enough to even make a comment. You guys have played the game more than I have, but mediocre at best, Tom?
Yeah, I seem to be disappointed in the launch titles. I'm excited, though, about Xbox Live. Now that I've seen it and everything that they're trying to do with it, that's an exciting part of 360, but wow, is it disappointing what they decided to release with? Maybe they didn't have a choice. Maybe they went to their developers and said, hey, what do you guys guys got ready to go. And they're like, we got this lousy shooter. I'm like, all right, do it up.
We got Madden. There's a lot of potential. The hardware itself is pretty good. I'm a little bit concerned about the DVD capacity on just going with regular DVDs. For example, Tiger Woods has 12 courses on the Xbox and the PlayStation, and they only put 6 of it on the 360 version because they couldn't fit anymore, supposedly. Robert, I hope we answered your questions. If not, send it again. This one's from Eric. Hey, Chris, after playing the 360 on an almost HD native set, do you think it's a mistake for Nintendo to not have HD capabilities? Do you think it will make the Revolution feel like a GameCube with a new controller? I'm still going to buy one, but of the three systems, the Revolution will probably be the least next-gen. Come on, Nintendo fanboy Tom. I'm sorry. MC Frags many noobs and pones.
MC Frags a lot, poner of noobs.
No, I thought we all agreed that we actually like Nintendo now, even though we rag on it, but we do it out of love.
We do. But do you think, I mean, you've seen the HD 360. Do you think that Nintendo is kind of dumb for not doing HD on the Revolution?
Well, now that I've seen Geometry Wars, my God. I won't know until I see it.
I mean, Xbox has high def. You think that it's fine?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
To answer Eric's question, Nintendo is absolutely making a horrible decision by not going HD with the next console that they make. HD TV is kind of around, you know, a lot of homes now, so a year from now or whatever this thing comes out, it'll be even more in everybody's home, so why not take advantage of it?
I don't think it's going to hurt him. I don't have a high-def TV. Bob doesn't even have a TV.
I got the new TV, and I can't turn it off with my universal remote anymore because I'm too lazy to go find the code.
Oh, you finally got a TV.
Sort of. You'd be appalled. I would not watch that filth.
At least it's not a Happy Time Rainy Day box. It's just like a cardboard box that you do sock puppet shows to each other.
Happy Time Rainy Box? What?
I don't know, but it sounded funny, so I let it go.
Tom, do you have a TV?
My roommate has a TV, but the sound goes out every once in a while.
How the hell do all of you game?
It's called a PC,
son. My computer.
I just talk about consoles to humor Chris. I could care less.
I think we all do.
I understand what you're saying, Keith, is that that's not their target audience. It might be cute, bubbly, round graphics and stuff. You might as well do it. If it's not going to be a big, huge deal, do it. Why not?
I have a GameCube, but I'm selling it. If anyone wants to buy it, email videogameshow at
gamestation.cc.
And if it goes for, I have like 4 games, 2 controllers, and if it goes anywhere above $70, we'll even have Chris Palladino himself sign it.
Yeah! This is from 9Volt. Hey, I noticed in one of my magazines that the Nintendo DS does Wi-Fi connection. I'm kind of young, so I can't understand exactly what that is. Can you explain it to me and my friends?
I'm kind of old, and I don't understand what that means.
I was going to attempt to have you explain it, as a matter of fact.
Do this here. I'll give it a whirl.
What does that mean?
Nintendo DS does Wi-Fi. Wi means wireless. Fi means fiction in most cases. In this case, it doesn't. But it's for a wireless router, and it can connect with Wi-Fi.
It's basically, if you have the ability to connect to the internet in a wireless manner, like if you go to Starbucks or apparently McDonald's, or if you have a wireless way to get to the internet, like a wireless router or those little USB PC things, then you can play against other people in games like Mario Kart DS. Bob asks if the Xbox 360 is worth getting if you don't have a high-def TV. Yes, if you're planning on getting one within the next 4 years, and you have broadband. If you have neither the broadband or the high-def, then I would say hold off until one of those two magically appears in your household.
Yeah, save your food stamps.
Or move out of Cowtown. This one's from Paul. Hey guys, great show. Keep it up. Did any of you see CSI Miami last night? The episode was about a crime spree in Miami that was inspired by a bunch of college-age kids playing a video game. The episode was a fetid pile of steaming crap. I swear it was written by Bumblefoot himself.
Who still watches TV?
Tell us about that.
I actually watched it. It was a game called like Urban Hellraiser or something where you get points for raping people and shooting the bankers at the place. I will say David Caruso is not only an ugly man, but he's quite possibly the worst actor I've ever seen. He enters the room. I don't watch the show. I know nothing about it, but I was watching it. He enters the room in his first episode. He does the dramatic pause against the backlit, pulls his sunglasses off, and goes, "We're going to catch these bastards." And I just went, "Yeah, okay." This is from Mike in New Jersey. Hey again, guys. Do you think Microsoft will remove the premium console kit at a later date and only sell it as a release special? The core consoles aren't selling very well, so if they were removed the premiums, customers would have no choice but to buy the cores. What do you think? I think the majority of the customers didn't have any choice and ended up with the cores anyways, but at least around here, because all of these places had pathetic amounts of premium systems, so these poor dudes stood in line overnight to get the crappy core and then spent an extra $200 to upgrade it to a premium.
Yeah, I know. Where do you with all the praise, surplus Xbox 360s are sitting around?
With all the praise I've kind of given Microsoft and how they've handled the hardware, they dropped the ball on this one. I mean, premium and core, horrible, horrible decision. Really, really stupid. I mean, that's a good theory. I don't know. I didn't really give it much thought, but it makes sense. It'll move the core systems without a doubt. No, but even if it, I was going to put it up for free, but I wanted to get the podcast on the Xbox Live Marketplace. So if anyone from Microsoft is listening, get in touch with me.
Anybody from Microsoft listening, after everything we say about them?
Give us some details on, you know, the user-created content and how it's going to go. I did hear at the zero-hour launch release party thing, they said that user-created content is actually a year or two away, so I'm not holding my breath.
Also, I want to say to the Microsoft people that I love Xbox, and I could use some free games.
Dude, I already did this. Don't waste your breath.
All right, last email. This one's from Solarwing. Hey, my name is Solarwing, and I love your show. I've gone back and listened to all your previous podcasts, and I had a couple questions for you. First, can I have a copy of the Pirate Song and A Boy Named Noob? I think you should have more parodies of songs. I guess I'll answer them as I go. We actually have a link in our forums where you can download the entire list of songs. Maybe at some point we'll put out some sort of donation-based CD or something. But for now, they're free.
Go get them. You can pay $20 to download it right now or wait 2 weeks.
Yours is the exact opposite. If you hurry up and download it right now, it's absolutely free. When you wait, it'll cost $20.
You can tell I'm not a marketing major. Second is I have some Factor Crap ideas. Would you be able to use them in the show? And then he lists them, so obviously I can't read them or else it would ruin possible future Factor Craps. But yes, I accept Factor Crap ideas submissions.
And he needs help doing it, as he's proven today.
Wait, I missed the Factor Crap. Wasn't that good?
No, it wasn't really very good, to be honest.
Next topic.
Well, that was the show.
That was something.
Check out our website, dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our downloadable show archive. If you want to email us, or give us apparently bid offers on, I'm sorry, MC, what are you, MC Frontalot? MC Frags a lot? Boner of Noobs? If you want to own the actual Nintendo console that MC Frags a lot uses to pwn noobs in such great Nintendo hits as Mario Party? I mean, what are you poning noobs in?
What's the one where you're the girl farmer and you gotta find a husband? You know the game I'm talking about?
Are you joking?
Oh, God.
Nah, dude, we need a new name for you. MC Farms a lot. Poner of Radishes. You have the Farming Date Simulator. What's the other games that you have there?
I got Super Monkey Ball 2, Double Dash, and Mario Golf.
Why'd you have to lead off with Farming for a Husband? Yeah.
He leads off with Harvest Moon. Oh, dear, that's good stuff. Anyways, email us if you want to own the actual system that MC Frags a lot uses to get wives in the farming simulation game. Video game show at dreamstation.cc. The whole usual voting spiel, Podcast Alley, Podcast Piccolo Deo, etc. We appreciate it. We thank you for the votes. Gives us exposure. And if you liked what you listened to, or if you have nothing better to do,
you probably need
come back next week.
Lobotomy.
Thank you guys for being in on the recording. Keith, thank you, Bob, and thank you, MC Farms a Lot.
Right.
And
Owner of Radicus.
Thanks. We will talk to you guys next week. Yeah,